And I was like, should I whip it out and be like, hey, you like
should
Spider-Man?
No. Rephrase. Rewind. Rephrase.
Okay, guys. Today we're doing a special episode. We are standing up and we are not sitting down until the end of the podcast. And if someone sits down... Johnny!
We don't need chairs!
Okay, on the ground. All right. Well,
yeah, we got to decide, like, if someone sits down, what do they do?
Good question. Good question.
Because we were going to decide, and we said save it for podcast, and now it's podcast.
Yeah.
I think are we actually standing up I for think the we whole episode?
I think they have to leave the podcast, and they have to answer a question that we can pick, and they have to be truthful, like a truth or dare.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like
any
that.
Question in the world. Dude, so we can say, like, hey, Johnny, how much money did you make in the month of December?
Yep.
And he has to answer.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite member of Rumble Pack? Don't answer that one. We all know it's me. I'm kidding.
Also, I'm looking at Pear and Joe. We're being truthful, okay? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
God is watching you. So if you sit down, dude, and you lie, don't worry. You're just going to hell. That's all.
Question while we're standing, because I think it's like relevant to this. Does anyone like stand up much when they work?
No.
I know it's like kind of boring question. Does anyone like care about their health?
So I have a standing desk and I have like a walking like treadmill. And
what
I
did
I
you
actually
say?
You can
no,
walk.
No. What'd you say? What is the
walking
exercise
treadmill.
Device?
Walking
what?
Treadmill.
Treadmill?
Treadmill.
Wait, you don't know. Oh, shut
you're
up, dude. Treadmill? I'm not starting this this early. You don't know
no,
what
no.
it's. Wait. He's
just
a treadmill.
You don't know what a treadmill is?
You're trolling.
It's not treadmill. It's treadmill.
It
treadmill.
No,
no,
dude,
no,
you're
no,
from
actually,
California.
No. Per, you shut
it's
up, man.
It's spelled treadmill.
Right. This is the first time Dano's right. I can't believe
treadmill.
It.
Treadmill.
The first time.
Crazy.
Dude, it's spelled M-I-L-L. In
treadmill.
What world is that pronounced mule?
Treadmill?
Treadmill.
Treadmill.
Dano, like a watermill.
You just misheard Per. I'm going to be so rude.
No, he said
it. No. He said it. He said it. I can confirm he said it.
He said it.
My bad.
Oh my God.
Wait, so I think your whole life you've just got that one wrong. I've done that before, by the way. I've had a few moments where I've just said a word wrong my whole life and no one told me until someone made fun of me.
It's not wrong. It's just, it's where you grow up.
No, it's wrong. It's spelled mill. It's wrong, Pear.
Dude,
it's wrong. It's like if I give
Australians
you a green
call
apple.
McDonald's Maccas, okay?
Yeah, and they're funny
just
for that.
Funny,
and it's
but
based.
It's funny.
No,
exactly.
They're kind of good.
No, listen, Pear. If I give you a green apple and you say, "Oh, this is purple," it's wrong. It's not just a matter of opinion or where you grew up or maybe you just. It's wrong. Mill. M-I-L-L.
To be fair, Dano, the phrase potato potato exists specifically to say that this doesn't matter.
Dano,
I'm getting ice cream. I need
Dano,
to cool off already. I'm done.
Dano, you're white. Right. I won the argument. You're white. Okay?
He's going to rush back in 5, 4, no?
3, 2, 1. Cut to Dano outside. He's just gone.
Yeah.
I think this should count
proof.
As a loss. I think this should count as a loss.
I think this should.
What if he's sitting on the fridge, dude?
Yeah, what if he's just sitting down, he's waiting for the ice cream to cool off?
Oh, question, by the way. Does it count if you're standing on a sitting device? Like, if I were to go back to my couch here and stand on that, would that count?
No, that's
no,
valid,
no.
dude.
No,
I
think you're
standing
still standing.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
The act of like I could squat and that's I could squat down. This is
hey,
this
if
is
you
not
fall though,
sitting.
This is good though.
If you
right?
fall.
if I fall, and my tush hits the carpet here,
then
that's a
you're
sit.
Then sitting. Okay, on that reminds me, we need to have this discussion.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna say it, and we need to take it seriously. Okay.
Okay.
Is water wet?
Oh my God.
Okay.
We need to do it. We have to do it once.
So that's,
on this
that's the type of episode this is today. Gotcha.
Well,
okay.
If we're talking about standing, if this is what's standing, let's start with the basics, which is the most important. Is water wet?
Okay. Here's my take on it. I think water's wet. If you say, no, what water touches makes it wet, no, kill yourself. Water's wet. End of discussion.
Listen, I used to think that, Pear.
Logically.
But then I turned to the truth.
Logically,
oh my God.
Water. Listen. Logically, water is. is not wet. It makes things wet. But I like saying water is wet because the sentence just sounds like it makes sense.
Well, I refer to water as the wet, the big wet.
Yeah.
What?
It's consolidated it, wet in one
you're
place.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they say
first
in New York,
all,
Perry. You didn't
first
know?
Of all, guys, you got to define what wet is. What's wet? What makes you wet?
Well, when we get into semantics, then...
Yeah, like, okay, here... Water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Interior of water bottle is wet.
We need Bam for him to say
you know
Bam.
What else is wet? The water inside of the water bottle. All right.
No, water is not wet, dude.
It's a water bottle.
Fondant.
Hmm?
Okay, what about this? What about this debate? It's an even better debate. Okay.
Is it the Pokemon? Is it?
Every Pokemon.
Yeah, I was gonna bring
lines.
This one up too.
How about this classic?
One? Yeah.
How about
this
one?
Yeah, it's the classic.
Wait. What debate are we going right now?
All
right,
here I'll explain it. Okay. Abandoned Earth. Nothing else on it. All right. Right. There's only two species left. All right. There's 1 billion lions, and one. Of every Pokemon.
No. This needs to be a whole episode.
We're talking about it right now, Dana.
It's the Pokemon. The Pokemon win every time. A billion is not nearly as many as people think. Okay, there's
two New York cities. Only lions.
There is
exclusively lions.
There is 7 billion people on the planet. Listen, there's 7 billion people on the planet.
Lion catapult.
Yep. Trebuchet.
No. Right, listen, Listen, let me say my piece. Okay, there is 7 billion people on the planet, right? You can drive for miles and not see a single person if you're like in the desert or something. The Pokemon can go there, recharge, and then fly and set fire to all of them. Okay, there's no world in which lions are able to beat Pokemon. They're the most powerful.
Okay, here, Dano, listen to me. Lion shield from flames, right? Only the top lion
burns. This isn't
even
part of the debate. You guys are just making stuff up, dude. The Pokemon can make a ladder too, huh? You think about that poke ladder?
Pokemon runs out of, they run out of PP. They run out of PP.
They can go recharge. They can go recharge.
No, they can't. There's no way to recharge. There's no trainer.
There's no Pokemon Center.
No. This is the play. This is how the lions win. Do you guys know what the Rat King is? Have you heard of the term Rat King?
That's horrible.
I'm saying you get a billion lions, you shove them into a ball, and you just go. I don't think there's a move that will stop that.
Rat Kings die.
You Katamari Damacy the lions,
I'm
dude.
You're saying one, like all the billion lions except for one become one big ball, and then one lion just pushes it. Somehow. They kind of just roll.
You need more than one lion to push the lion mass.
How about this? How about this?
Hold on. I need to finish my point, Dad. It's so important. Because, like, to prove that this will work, just watch Attack on Titans, the rumbling. Spoiler.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. Now, hold on.
No, but they're hot,
hold on,
though.
Hold on.
They're like, they have steam.
Ready? Snorlax. All right. Snorlax is laying down, chilling. And then Jesse was like, da 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 da. And then he looks, massive lion spherical mass heading into his direction.
Well, if you turn the lions into a Katamari, like into the ball that they roll, they would collect all the Pokemon because if the ball is big enough to have the Pokemon, it would work. No, Bundun's right. Bundun's right.
How often do Pokemon need to eat? How often do Pokemon need to eat to stay alive?
Telepathy.
Because I'm pretty sure that in all of the Pokemon games, you never need to feed them. Like, you give them XP points or whatever. If a lion goes a couple games without food, it
Dano,
dies.
Dano, are we going by game rules right now?
Yeah.
Because if we're going by game rules, that means the Pokemon have to wait their turn. They have to individually 1v1 each individual lion. And if you math that out... Each individual Pokemon has to fight like 1,000 lions, and even if you're conservative and you get like 1 HP per 10 lions, most Pokemon have a max HP of like 100.
Yeah, but to be fair, a lot of Pokemon will probably outspeed lions, so they'll move first and probably one-shot each lion.
That is true, but hear me out.
Lions are fast, though. They're fast.
No, listen.
Smash
there's an
Bros.
Item in
rules.
Pokemon called
turn.
Quick Claw. This isn't Smash Bros., Dano.
No, Smash Bros. Terms.
Quick Claw.
All right, if it is Smash Bros. Terms, then the Pokemon are out for like a few seconds and then immediately go back and the Lions win by default, all right?
But like the Lions can't put items on.
But they have claws, which is the quick claw item from Pokemon, so they move first.
No, they can't.
Wait. How many Lions? New point. It's post-apocalyptic world, right? How about this? How many Lions can pick up the guns that are laying around? How about that? Right, think about that. Pikachu could just
make a lion gun.
Yeah, but
gun,
Pikachu
dude.
Doesn't. Yeah, they yeah. can make a lion gun.
Detective Pikachu can hold a magnifying glass. Why can't he use a handgun and just shoot lions?
No, well, dude,
it would be against his nature. It would be against his nature.
Exactly.
There's so many debates against the lions, like Shedinja, but like lions can bite, which is a dark type move.
Exactly.
But if we're going by game rules, they can't win. Because of they'll run out of PP. Surf can only hit 5 Pokemon at max. PP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
fun. Are you sure that's true? I swear, in like,
yeah, there's the Horde battles recently, in X and Y, right?
The Horde battle is the
5 or max 6?
Yeah, max 5, right? Dude.
Yeah.
And that's the most you can
left.
Hit.
I'm gonna finish all of this by the end of the podcast. Should we transition to something in real life? Maybe like what's happening behind Johnny right now.
Dude, okay, so first of all,
one more thing, Johnny, before we continue. Ditto turns into a lion. All right.
Pretends to be a lion.
And takes out the lion.
Genius.
Oh.
Genius.
No.
Dude,
no, doesn't pretend to be a lion.
Inside.
But because they are a lion, right? Ditto will now join the lions because lions together are strong.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
we'll kill all the Pokemon. And since
the
team attack
method,
is not on,
if
we're killing.
If it's the ball method, it will copy the ball and it'll make a bigger ball.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here's my thing. I'm so done. Here's my take. I think Dano's actually right. I think this entire debate should be its own episode.
There's so much to do.
Right,
there's a preview for episode whatever.
We can even like go on like Microsoft Paint and draw like our own like war plans and stuff.
Okay. But are we doing that? There's nothing stopping us. We should probably talk about Johnny's room. I think we should go there and see what happens.
Explain your situation.
Sorry, my mic's being a little goofy. So during the debate, my gold play button fell off the wall. I don't know if y'all saw it. There was probably a zoom in at some point for the video listeners. But literally, I've been all day trying to get that to work. I spent like half an hour on just that play button, and it fell off already. I think that's an omen that I'm gonna fall off soon.
No, you're not, dude. It's heavy, dude. It's real gold. For those who don't know,
yeah.
Where is the gold? Like, I know there is real gold, but where is it?
Oh, on the button? Can you get it out?
It's probably like in the little triangle. No.
No, I don't know. Is it? Is it actual real gold in this?
I feel like there wouldn't be.
Sell for?
I don't know.
How much can you buy one for?
I wonder.
They're like $200.
You know what's fucked? You know
everyone, grab your play buttons. Hold up, we got to take. Like,
I am
the
not taking
picture.
Mine off the wall, dude. It took me way too long to get that up there.
Yeah, dude.
It's right there. You can see it.
I got to get my 1 mil soon. Everyone subscribe, dear lord.
My subscribe to Cita on the floor. Yeah, subscribe to Cita. My gold one is on the floor. I don't have room for it.
Yeah, mine's in my box. I haven't taken it out.
Shoot,
yeah.
I gotta like hang this back up on the wall.
I have 3 silver play buttons just in my garage.
I YouTube still hasn't gotten back to me on the one I'm wanting to get for Rumble Pack.
Because I have, I have my other silver play button.
They changed the play
button,
by the way.
Not yet.
You know they changed it?
Wait, I've
seen conflicting stuff. I've seen conflicting stuff.
That was a myth.
Bundy, yeah,
you got scammed.
I'm pretty sure it's an extra that you can like change out for. I don't think it's like an actual
separate one.
I got Twitter owned. I actually got Twitter drama fed. Like, because all the people on Twitter were like, oh, fuck YouTube Shorts people ruining our play button. I'm seeing they're like, hey. This was my dream, and I got it through Shorts, so f*** you all. I don't give a shit.
Real.
Anyway, yeah,
true,
so that's not a thing.
To be fair, I do kind of agree that YouTube Shorts inflated the play button handouts.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that.
But at the same time, they better not take away the diamond ones before I get one.
Oh, I swear. Dude. We all need 10 mil before they get rid
of
them.
We all need 10 mil, all right? Collectively... There's probably 10 million subscribers on all of our channels combined.
I think we're close. I think we're pretty close.
If we Power Rangers Megazorded together to make one the all channel, If everybody goes to Rumble Pack right now.
Yeah, like we have that, Johnny. Like this.
We have
what
that.
We're recording right now.
We're on that. We're there.
What we need to do though is make shorts. We have barely made shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta clip far more. Guys, hopefully there's gonna be at least a third short out by the time.
Why do you have the master handle?
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros.
Yeah. Okay. For the music.
You
want to
make
video,
it right now? I have the ukulele.
I have mine over there. No. I'm gonna make it with Leia. I was supposed to make it today, but then she left and went to Washington. So I'm still. It's gonna come. It's gonna be amazing. I wrote like whole lyrics. It's gonna be great. Christina, do you want to do it? Yeah, to be fair, you didn't get a single point that whole recording. I stand by that. So you can do it if you want, Chief.
Dano, I was the one. I was the host.
You could have given yourself points, but you never did.
That is true. You could have done that. Was ours how any game show has ever worked, to be fair?
Yes.
If I was a host, I would have been like, you know what? I'm a really good host today. I'm going to give myself 50 points and put myself ahead of the curve. And none of you can do anything about it because I'm the host, dude. Destroyed.
I saw the video. Y'all suck, dude. I would have won so hard.
I would have won, but I got ticked off halfway through, so I gave up and started giving BS answers like Minecraft.
Like Area Zero.
I'm glad that you weren't there, Pear, because the Area Zero bit was very funny.
Dude, Minecraft Glide was crazy, though. Minecraft Glide map was an insane pool.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I'm really glad the recording came out the way it did. Also, Johnny, will you sit down if I give you this piece of Kirby merch?
Oh, that's sick. That's actually sick as fuck.
I have another one, Johnny.
Wait. We didn't decide what happens to the first person who sits down.
You have to do a truth or death.
You have to do a truth or death.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
You have to do a truth or death.
Okay, you want me to get the other one, Johnny? Because I got another one.
Get the other one. Are both for up for grabs?
You ready to see this little guy?
That is fucking awesome. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even a guy who collects Kirby's. That's sick as shit.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, I would slam my butt down for that.
Dude, do it, Dano.
Think of what I
is
could
it the
no,
lunchbox?
I don't want it. I
what?
Got a.
Oh, dude, you got yo-yo?
Bro, what
dude.
The fuck?
You
dude,
got
I got
that's sick.
I got my Kirby bag full of Kirby. It is a problem. The amount, like, I'm getting to the point where even my mouse pad right now, my mouse pad is Kirby. Like my slippers are Kirby. Everything.
What about
everything
this bad boy?
Is Kirby. Everything is Kirby.
What about this?
I don't have the Kirby controller yet, but I'm
there's
getting
one
there.
Point. I'm gonna challenge your like. I'm getting there. I'm gonna challenge your Kirby like collection with my Bulbasaur collection, and Bulbasaur collection's much harder because they all just look the same. Like they're all just the same thing. But I'm gonna win.
You can expand it to just Pokemon.
Yeah. No. It has to be Bulbasaur. I've already got an ice cream one, and that means I'm locked in.
Oh, bad boy.
I don't mean to brag,
Johnny,
but I
think?
Have at least 20 Riggy plushes.
Quality.
So. You know, wow. I think I'm above everybody.
Dano, weren't you supposed to give us some?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you some new ones.
On? Yeah, Dano, well, by the way, you owe me, man. I got your mascot on my butt.
Yeah, dude, when the merch store opens, I'll give you guys codes and you can just go and get it yourself. But
yay.
I should have given.
Guys, if you use code PEAR, it'll be ours and you can get it for free.
Dude, that's so funny.
You should have like an Easter egg. Like if you use code PEAR, you get like a dollar off or something. I don't know.
Dude, actually, that would be hilarious. Use code PEAR in the Toon Turf web store. That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Also, Johnny, do you see the see this Kirby statue back there?
Oh no,
that's kind of hype, isn't it?
Dude, you're giving me a tempting offer here. I'm not gonna lie. I am.
What about good old Charles right here, huh? What about good old Charles?
You can't throw in the Waddle Dee. You can't do this to me.
Johnny, I ate so many.
I ate the whole bucket, and my stomach hurts a little bit. But
Dano, you're
good.
Gonna get diabetes in 5
Yo,
years.
Yo, if you have to go to the toilet,
I should have gotten diabetes.
If you have
like
to poop,
ago.
That counts as sitting down.
That
I want
does
you to
count
know
as
that.
Sitting.
I'm not pooping. I don't have to poop. I will poop my pants, dude.
I'm fine to drink water because if I need to go to the washroom, I'm chilling.
I can squat. I have to poop anyway. I still need to poop for the doctor because they asked me to poop in a cup.
You still haven't?
Yeah, no, you told us about that last week.
Yeah, I postponed it because I forgot and I didn't have time. So I still have to do that.
Okay, how are you gonna like go? Like, what's your technique you're gonna go for when you do it? I'm curious. Like, just what's your pre-plan of putting in a cup?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches first to make it chunky, and then
are you serious? Is this actually your plan? Is this what they said, or is this just like your?
No, like, they gave me a big old like disgusting thing to slit under the lid. It's a whole thing. I don't want to talk.
That's enough.
Dude, I honestly, I genuinely think I might throw up again because I can't handle like the smell of it or like, dude, I have to. I can't even think about it. I have to transfer it from. I actually can't talk about this. I'm gonna throw up, dude. My stomach.
Okay, we can move on. That's enough. I just need a little like teaser about what you're
doing.
Why do
you own so much Kirby merch, dude? I mean,
this is not even a tenth pair. This is not even a tenth of mine.
So little.
I don't even own this much Tropius merch, dude.
All right, Johnny, you know the plushie of this guy, the big fuzzy plushie. You know the Kirby with the knife? I have him.
Dude,
I have him, John.
Kirby, the actual reason why I've been collecting Kirby merch is because I made a short like a year ago going like, oh, he's so merchandisable. Like you could buy him on anything, and I've just been trying to buy him on everything. I think I'm at the point where once I find like food, I could live like a day on nothing but Kirby. Like wake up in my Kirby bed.
We gotta
bed.
Go to the Kirby Cafe in Japan.
We go to the Kirby Cafe.
That's honestly, Johnny, no, that's you a need a Kirby video idea.
You need Kirby bed sheets so that way you can wake up in Kirby.
They exist.
And then you put on the Kirby clothes. You gotta drive a Kirby themed car. That's the next.
Or, I have a bumper sticker. Bike. I have a bumper sticker.
That counts.
But such then, a good challenge video, dude.
Dude, no.
Can you Kirby live a day with only Kirby merch?
Kirby toothbrush. I mean, you could skip brushing your teeth, but that's a little gross. So I think you need a Kirby toothbrush.
Kirby doesn't have teeth, therefore I do not.
Kirby toothpaste. Oh, gosh. Horrifying. Are you sure? I think Kirby's been depicted with teeth before.
I think you have to eat Kirby food. Like the
you have
like
to eat
Kirby
food.
Yeah.
Like, Kirby, you got
to
get, like, the little
put stuff
like,
in a Kirby
drink. The, like, donut. The lollipop,
the
tomato with the
superstar.
M on it.
Look, he has teeth. He has teeth here. Kirby Superstar.
Kirby has teeth?
Only in Kirby Superstar.
Not, I do not.
Look at that.
I'm going to click on this attachment.
See,
that is one. That is the
that's a tooth.
The crash
that, to
ability.
Me, that's a single tooth.
Yeah, that's.
It doesn't matter. That means you have to get a Kirby toothbrush. Brush your teeth, man.
Damn.
Drink water out of my Kirby can. Wash up with my Kirby towel.
Like, build some Kirby Legos.
Yeah, do you know what? I think if you were to do this video, I reckon you use the can to like have a shower. So technically you're having Kirby water and then obviously drink. And then like food wise, I feel like your goal should be like find Kirby meat somewhere.
Kirby meat?
Johnny, you need protein.
Do you have Kirby undies?
I had to get Kirby undies. That. They were like way too small though, so I have to send them back. I'm getting there.
One more thing. You have to do this video before you get a girlfriend or else you're going to have to track down Kirby condom.
Yo. How long were you?
You can't
about
have
that,
regular you can't have regular relations in this day, Johnny. If you're committing to a full Kirby day, it has to be a full Kirby day. Or you have to just tell her, "Hey, sorry babe, can't do it tonight." It's Kirby Day, man. You need to make it a yearly tradition. It's Johnny's Kirby holiday. That's what you need to do.
You also have to make a short within this challenge of like own like Kirby mic, like Kirby camera. Like,
yeah, I removed the Kirby sticker.
Your sad girlfriend after you tell her that you can't. No, I'm kidding. Hold on. I got to go put my ice cream away.
Better not sit down, Dano.
I'm not.
All right. I got a question because I'm holding Uno cards. Do you guys still play board games?
Like, sometimes.
Outside D&D, I don't count D&D.
D&D is a whole... D&D is D&D.
That's separate.
You know? Let me grab one for you.
Right. Do you count...
I'm excited.
Like, I don't know. Like, I've played Life recently. That was fun.
What's
you don't
Life?
Count, like,
I don't even know what
Life
is.
Life is a board game, dude. It's like, you go through Life, you have to, like, make a bunch of decisions, and at the end, you have to sell your kids. It's pretty fun.
I don't know if this is a joke or a real board game. You've actually got me here. Like,
I haven't.
No,
I have not played.
It's actually awesome.
The game of
life.
I love life.
I'm good. Dude, I actually have a life-themed video that I've had on the back burner for like a year. I'll tell you guys about it after, but it's like a really good banger idea. I've just been waiting to... Hold on, I ran up the stairs because I heard you guys talking about life. It's a real board game.
Whoa, getting awfully close to the ground there, Dano. Goodness gracious.
No, dude, I'm so upset. The last time I played the game of life, I skipped college because I was like, it worked out for me in real life. And then my girlfriend ended up winning because she did college.
Okay, what is the most overrated board game? And I know what it is for me.
Okay,
You go first, Pear.
Okay, yeah, you go. Or do you want me to go? Because I have one.
Have y'all played Sorry?
What? I like Sorry.
No, you're spitting. You're spitting.
I like Sorry.
Sorry sucks, dude. I like Sorry. Sorry sucks.
Wait, what's Sorry? Explain it to me.
I think you have these little, like, pegs, and you glide them across, and you, like...
They're sliders. It, like, the game is called Sorry Sliders, Pear. They're not pegs.
Whatever. It sucks ass.
It's just luck dependent. There's
I think you just have bad luck, Pear. Same with Yahtzee. I think you just have bad luck, Pear. I think that's why you don't like Sorry.
I thought you were going to say Monopoly, dude. Because I feel like that's
Monopoly is overrated.
Monopoly's bust out the board games right now.
Monopoly's, you know what? Because there's so many overrated Monopoly people, I think it's underrated. Like, I think it's come through full circle.
Let me show you a board game that you guys have never seen before. This game is sick.
Risk is underrated.
Cyberpunk, the board game, dude. Look how thick this box is.
Bro, that shit would have been so expensive. I know that's good. That'd be like a good 150 bucks.
Well, guys, yeah. I bet you have not seen this one, or like maybe, you know, seen it like once.
This is hype. We should do all our podcasts like this. I'm not falling asleep this time.
Dude, I feel good.
Yeah.
What's in the mystery box, C-Dot? This is like
a Kirby condoms. He's just gonna whip them out right now.
Dude, it's got like a bunch of like dudes.
What's that?
There's so many like miniatures. Yeah, these are your gang members, and you move them around Night City, and like they have miniatures of like the people from the game. Like you can get like Johnny Silverhand as like a guy on your board, and there's like one that's like $40 if you want just Pan Am. Just Pan Am from the game is $40, which I thought was hilarious.
Underrated games. I think Blockus is underrated. You guys probably haven't heard of it. Have you played Blockus?
I have not.
Dude, I love Blockus.
I've heard of Blockus. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown game, though. And it's kind of fire.
Yeah, you've been showing it for 5 minutes, C-Dot. We see it.
It looks kind of fun.
It's great.
Blockus is a hype.
No, dude, I beat my girlfriend's family at Blockus the first time I played with them twice in a row, and I got rid of all of my pieces both times. I have never felt like such a genius. Okay, back in the day, it's like, hey, sir, I can give your daughter land, or I can fight for her, or I've got a big farm. Now it's, dude, I can beat you at Blockus. I have the mental capacity to beat you at Blockus. Also, I'm a YouTuber who makes like thousands of dollars. But Blockus, man, that's my qualifications.
I think we should explain what Blockus is. It's like it's a board game where you have like little like kind of like Tetris looking pieces that you can only connect at corners.
I've seen that actually. Yeah.
And then you play Splatoon. You have to like get as much space as you can on the board.
Okay, I played with my girlfriend's parents, it was me and her mom were the last left, and I was gonna win no matter what. Like it was obvious that she wasn't gonna win, but at the last second, I decided I can be even more evil, and I cut her mom off to where she got even more of a loss for absolutely no reason. Other than just to flex and show my dominance.
You're evil. Dude, you're evil.
That reminds me of
I love my girlfriend's parents. They're the best. Dude, they're better than mine.
That reminds me of the actual way I asked my girlfriend out is I was talking to my girlfriend's mom on Word for Friends because like I was like trying to be nice, not in a weird way. And I asked her through the Words with Friends chat. If I could take her on a date. And that's how I went on a date with my girlfriend.
Dude, I did that elementary school. Dude, elementary school, yours is better because this is your actual long-term girlfriend. But elementary school to middle school, the way I asked her out was I built I'm wrong. She did it. Else? Now, this is the first girl that I ever liked. She fell off the face of the earth, actually. No, not at all. Leia's the best.
Sorry, I just want to stitch you up. All right.
Sorry, Leia,
if you're watching. Love you.
Okay, now, dude, you know, it's wild. I wanted to make a video about this. I think it's in my first Kiss video that I'm making that'll come out, that I can work on as soon as Turn Turf comes out. But it talks about, like, how, like, oh, the heartbreak was so bad. And then comparatively, it's like, dude, I had no idea what love was. Like, my entire definition of, like, at the time, I thought I was in love with this girl. But then, like, you meet a new person and you fall so deep that you're like, dude, what a child. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild. But anyway, no, it's crazy. And besides, I wouldn't have worked out with any of these other girls, dude. Most of the girls that I dated throughout high school were like party animals. And dude, I remember both times at my school dance, we had like rager dances at the same time as formals and stuff. Like, they were two different events, but the rager dances, dude, I literally locked myself in the bathroom like halfway through both of them because I hate people. Anyway, but no. What was I talking about 2 seconds ago? It was important, and I don't remember. Oh, yeah. She asked me out in Minecraft by digging a hole in the spleef arena. She dug the text in the spleef arena.
That's crazy.
Are we dating in the spleef arena, dude?
Are we dating, Daniel?
Dude, no wonder she was the one, man. No wonder you thought she was the one. That's a crazy play. That's just a cool, objectively, like, great play.
Yeah, dude. The spleef arena. Oh man.
You should get you and Leia to play Minecraft, and then you should recreate that.
We have played Minecraft together. Leia actually didn't play Minecraft before me, which is a cool experience. You know how it's like super cool when your partner hasn't seen like some. Leia just hasn't seen a bunch of movies either, so it was super cool for me getting to share. You know, like,
for Hardcore Season 2, Leia's gonna play.
Yeah. Dude, she's gonna be so bad. It's gonna be great. Dude, I need to bring her to. We need to do the partner podcast where we all just bring our girlfriends on.
Give me a month. I'm on Hinge. I'm trying.
Dude,
dating apps? Bro.
You just cut it out.
I agree. I agree with you, Dan.
I can't hear you at all.
Happening.
Oh, there we go. You're good now. You're back.
Dude, dating apps are genuinely evil. Like, they genuinely are evil. It's bad. Because, like...
The thing is... Because real quick, I think there's, like, 99% of relationships right now are, like, through dating apps. Like, that's, like, the norm now, which is so weird. Dude, yeah. I mean, that's a wrong stat. But it's high. Like, I know it's really high.
Like, my brother met his current girlfriend through Hinge, and it's, like, it works when it works. Like, once you actually have a match and, like, go from there, you're chilling, but it's getting the matches and, like, starting those conversations, which is so awkward.
But that's just what dating always has been like, though.
Dating is awkward, period.
That's just finding, like, a partner.
Dating is awkward, dude. The movies do so much damage, I think, to relationships and stuff. Like, genuinely, it's bad. Like movies and TV shows and stuff. I think dating in general is awkward, dude. But for Pear and Joe, when you guys get partners, you need to just duplicate the PNG. Like, Pear, you need to just make a pink Tropius and sit it right next to yours.
Wait, Miss Patel? No way.
And then Joe needs to just, like, use AI and make, like, a girl Harold and just have... Have it just standing right next to you.
Use like the face swap filter.
Yo!
I have my
face. It's crazy.
Joe, she's a doctor. Joe!
That's sexy. Oh my god.
Joe, sit down! No, I'm kidding. But still. Yo, Joe, I didn't know you had it. Dude, what's her name? Why didn't you introduce us yet? What the heck?
Haroldina?
Haroldina? Dude, it's nice to meet you.
I like Haroldina.
You better be taking care of our Joe, man. You better be taking care of our Joe.
Okay, I will. But yeah, no, seriously, Johnny, how's Inch going for you? Have you been on any dates?
You're cut out again, dude. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Yeah, get angry for a bit, like visually show your anger. But
not the curb.
Audibly, we couldn't hear any of that. Audibly, we couldn't hear any of that. Okay.
Dude, I don't know what's again. My computer.
Okay, there we go.
No, I can't hear. No. All right. Next time Johnny goes mute, let's just let him talk for a bit, and we'll just.
We Johnny, get a dry erase board and start like writing.
Yeah, can hear you at all.
We can hear you.
No, Johnny,
I can't hear you.
Johnny, can you
wait, check the focus right.
Unplug your mic and plug it back in.
It's the SM7DB.
Yeah, dude. I dating apps are weird. I'm so glad I never had to do that because I got the Riz. No,
I've been in a relationship for 9 years, and mine was from Tinder 9 years ago.
Tinder?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is this working? Really cool. But didn't you say you Riz for mom first?
No, like to like ask her out. Sorry, to be my girlfriend. I asked her mom first if she was cool with it.
You're such a Call of Duty player, dude. Like, you know,
Call of, what do you mean?
Going for moms?
No, that's
yeah, because that's hype. Who doesn't like a mom?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, you're good.
First of all, ever since I moved, my computer has been evil. My hard drives don't work. My audio is cutting out. I don't think it's getting enough power. I don't know how to fix it. I'm working on that. But I matched with one person on Hinge. Like the first person I matched with on Hinge. Had like a long conversation with them. Asked them on a date. They're like, all right, I'm down. Do you want my number? I say, yeah. I give them my number. And then they're gone.
Yeah, that's normal.
Dude, you want to hear something wild? You know Brad Pitt got ghosted by this girl because she went back to her ex? Brad Pitt, like in high school, right before he got super famous. Dude, it was somebody on Reddit who... Anyway, yeah.
Dude, I would hate to date a celebrity, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, you're a celebrity. Your girlfriend's dating you.
Yeah, sucks for her. Get owned.
why would you hate to date a celebrity, Bundan?
No, like a Brad Pitt level celebrity would be the worst. Like you would not be able to do anything. Your life is now just at home.
That's true.
Dude, I wouldn't want to be Travis Kelce, bro. Dating Taylor Swift, that sounds like the worst thing ever. Not even like I don't care about like her as a person. Like I'm talking like the media attention of you dating her alone. Is not worth ever dating her.
The worst thing. Yeah. No, listen. Here's the worst thing.
You win the Super Bowl, and they're like, "How does it feel to be Taylor Swift's boyfriend?"
Yeah, see, that is the worst.
Now, the worst thing would be this. Okay, every single relationship. You know what? I need to tell. I've been wanting to tell my viewers this for a while. I haven't found a good video to put it in. Every single relationship you enter, there is two outcomes: you get married or you break up. That is it. There's no other. What do you mean, What was the thing?
That was it.
Okay, good.
Well, you don't have to get married. Some people don't get married, but continue.
Well, you know what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
Either you stay with them forever or you break up. Those are the only two options. And so dating a celebrity, either the second that you go on one date, either you are locked in and you will die together, or the second you break up, you are the bad guy.
Now, it doesn't matter. I'm going to break down. Can you go? You finish your point, and I'm going to break it down.
I was just going to say, it doesn't matter how good of a relationship it was. It doesn't matter. You could be Prince Charming. If you break up with a celebrity or if they break up with you, whatever, you are the bad guy, okay? Travis Kelce, all of Taylor Swift's exes are now permanently hated. They have a whole mafia that just hates these people.
All of Taylor Swift's exes are now like platinum records. Because
you were
talking about them.
That's true.
I think it's bad to look at relationships as like, hey, you're gonna either be with this person forever or like you're gonna break up at one point when you start a relationship. The reason being is looking at life and being like, hey, like you're gonna just die one day, so who gives a shit, you know? The classic fault in that philosophy.
It's bad to go into a relationship like that, I agree. Especially when you're in high school. The reason that you date is for experience. But at the same time, people need to know that either you're going to get married or you're going
to
break up.
Why do people need to know this?
Well, because there's a lot of people that get into relationships and they don't think about the fact that if they're not completely committed to this guy or girl, or if they just want to try him out, they need to understand that they're going to have to break their heart eventually. If you're not like in love with somebody, you're going to break up with them eventually and you're going to break their heart. Some people don't understand that. They're like,
dude, that's why I've literally never dated. Like until now trying, that's why I've never dated. Cause I'm like, I don't have enough time to put the emotional like time and investment into a relationship. And like so many people don't have enough time and try it anyway. And it like ends in flames. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like fix yourself first, bro. Like get your stuff together, then worry about like other things.
That's why I think like dating in high school is like the stupidest thing. Like,
it's good for experience.
It's good to try it twice, but like I did it twice, but I I don't know, dude. I feel like it works for some people, and it works. It doesn't work for others. Like, I definitely wasn't ready.
This is the thing.
Some people just find their person.
No, but this is like saying, giving YouTube advice to someone, say, hey, wait to become a YouTuber. Don't make videos now. That's the same advice you're given.
That's true.
I'm on Brendan's page here.
Yeah.
You got to fail a couple times. It's okay. But like, you should go into it being like, hey, there's someone else involved. I got to be nice to them. Like, if I break up with them, I can't be like a douchebag about it. But like, yeah, you got to learn. You got to fail a little bit. It's okay.
Dude, you want to know something wild? Is I dated around like, okay, straight up, it was about 8 people in high school. And I don't like to say that because it makes me sound like a
slut. 8?
It was, man, 8?
Daniel got around?
In high school, no,
listen.
8?
Listen, it was like high school's 4 years in America. Okay, so that's a lot. That's a long time. That's like 2 girls a year. That's not a whole lot. But anyway, I don't like to admit that publicly, because when I say 8, people think, oh, he's bragging because he's so cool. He was a player in high school. I feel genuinely guilty about that number, because there's a lot of people that I like genuinely hurt in high school, and it's because I was an immature, dumbass little child. And I specifically remember a couple, although to be fair, some of them, there was one girl who did cheat on me and everything. So it was like, you know, it wasn't like I was the aggressor the entire time. But anyway, no, the fact that I dated all these different people, all of them helped me gain skills to now be the perfect boyfriend for Leia. And I don't mean like
they were all stepping stones.
Yes, all of them.
Each one fell so I could rise.
Yes. No. Listen. The first one.
You had to get the skill points.
Hold on, I can't.
Oh my, that's awesome.
I can't breathe. Okay. Oh, standing is so hard.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
this whole time.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't.
I haven't sat yet.
Though. But anyway, no. But listen, every single one, dude. I was actually thinking about this in the shower the other day. I didn't get my braces off until, okay, no, I wanted to be an actor sophomore year. I was gonna take school part time and then go be an actor. And then I didn't get to, because I found out that I had like messed up teeth. One of my teeth was stuck in my gums, and it was coming in at an angle.
Oh, you have a supernumerary. That's what it's called.
I had to get braces because I wanted Invisalign so I could go be an actor, right? I had to get braces. And if I didn't get braces, I wouldn't be with Leia, because the fact that I had braces was one of the reasons that one of these girls dumped me, cheated on me, whatever. And if it wasn't for the braces, then I wouldn't be with Leia. It's like crazy.
That's such a high school thing. It's like, God, my boyfriend.
It really is.
Dude, no, it was no, the worst part was it was senior year high school, and it was, anyway. But no, she kept asking, like, so when are you getting your braces off? When are you getting your braces off? And I kept on goalposts. I basically, like, treated it like the Toon Turf, like, release date, and I was like, oh, it's coming soon, don't worry. Anyway, like waggling a piece of steak in front of her. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, but eventually she cheated on me, and it's fine. It was like, it was fine. But because of that whole shebang or whatever, because I had braces,
Can you just like stand up, man? It's a standing episode, not the over and
not,
yell.
Not
like,
the hunching episode.
Degrees.
All right. Well, anyway, dude, speaking of the merch and stuff, I actually, when I went to Leia's church for the first time in a while, she got a new pastor, preacher, whatever. I was like a youth adults guy, whatever.
Was he wearing Reggie merch?
No. But he is he's got like an F ton of Spider-Man merch. Like he is like he wears a Spider-Man shirt, a new Spider-Man shirt every week to church and everything. And the first time that I met him and I found this out, I was wearing these undies. Hold on. And I was like, should I whip it out and be like, hey, you like
should
Spider-Man?
No. Rephrase. Rewind. Rephrase.
Wait, what'd I say?
Wait,
you said, should I whip it out? There's an implication there that's not too good.
Should I stretch these undies out and say, hey, look, I'm a Spider-Man fan too. And that would have been my first impression
like a,
to the new.
That was like a Linus
R
word moment. Linus moment.
Oh no.
That clip is so funny.
It's goodness so wild, gracious. Dude. Ay. It couldn't be as bad as the age of consent thing that I said a couple weeks ago.
I don't remember.
No, okay, we were talking about this on a Discord call. I don't remember who was in it, but we were talking about some YouTuber drama. Some YouTuber was a pedophile. Big whoop. Anyway, we were talking about it, and I said, I'm going to say this out of order. I think the age of consent should be at least like 25, 30. It should be mature, okay? I think the age of consent is too low. But I didn't phrase it like that. I said, no, to be fair, like, I think the age of consent is wrong, too. I think it should be 25. Everybody, like, said that their hearts skipped a beat because it sounded like I was going in the wrong direction with that. Anyway.
You pull a Sneeko. Didn't Sneeko say, like... Yeah. Like, age of consent should be 13. Like, bro.
I'm so glad I do not look at Twitter.
No, Sneeko didn't say the age of consent should be 13. Sneeko's argument is there should be no age of consent.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Quotation, as long as the other parents agree to it.
Okay, see, now that is called non-functioning member of society that should be strapped to an electric chair. What happened?
Yeah. Strapped to a chair. You know a lot about that.
Yeah, you know a lot about that, Dano.
Dude, you know the worst thing is everybody on Twitter... Oh, sorry, I'll stop leaning. Everybody on Twitter is like, oh, Dano uses a shock collar. I don't use a shock collar! It's a shock bracelet and a belt around my neck. Nothing... There's no shock collar involved.
Oh, you know, okay? It's just a bracelet that shocks
me. It's a bracelet! This is a thing! They were on Shark Tank, okay? They were on Shark Tank! It's a thing! They got reamed by the sharks, but still, I was like, hey, that sounds like a good idea. I'd like to electrocute myself
guys.
To stay on task.
The L stands for lock in.
Dano does that, but to his neck.
Yeah.
By the way, I need to say this because I've seen some people on Twitter. Hold on, I actually do need to lean down and say, guys, do not do that. If anyone wants to know if that's serious advice, I'm gonna say that I was joking, and it's terrible. Do you know what would happen if there was a fire? If there was a fire and I still had that belt around my neck, I would try to
cut out.
If there was a fire and I tried to escape, then I would just like fall over and choke to death, okay? Do not belt yourself in. Learn more productive methods. I want to die young because I'm an idiot, okay? Be better than me, okay?
I have a solution for you, Dano. I figured it out.
If you say drugs...
Coffee's hype, which is kind of like drugs.
I hate coffee. Yeah, I hate the taste.
Dude, just... You know what you should do? Get, like,
you can use Poach John.
Let's get a sub.
You might cut out.
You might cut out.
That was so funny.
I think he said use code pair. I think he said use code pair.
I think he was saying use code Johnny in the GamerSups website, right?
No, he's just talking about code pair.
There you go. I got it. No, GamerSups. He said GamerSups. Johnny, a thumbs up for GamerSups, thumbs sideways for code pair. What are you going to say?
Code pair.
I don't work with GamerSups anymore. If you buy GamerSups,
oh, God, his entire audio cut out.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, it's gone.
We just heard the okay. But thumbs up for Code Johnny with GamerSup.
Okay, yeah, guys.
Okay. Thumbs up, Johnny. Sideways
pair.
Come on.
Buy some drinks with Code Johnny Razor, okay? I don't work with GamerSup anymore.
I'm so hot. Oh, my gosh. Somebody continue the podcast without me. I just need to take a breather.
Dano's cutting out. Are we the only ones? Are we the only ones?
Fine.
We're two down.
Yeah. I think
two down.
I don't know what's up with them.
It's the curse. Thank you, Dano.
That's one way to cough.
We can't hear you at all, Dano, because your fans probably...
Like, I'm expecting to hear, like, a... But I'll provide the sound effects for Dano's fan.
I'm so hot, guys. I'm so hot.
Hey, guys, 10-minute warning. Yep. Just want to get that out there.
We're only doing 1 hour.
How has it already been a whole podcast? That's insane.
We're only doing 1 hour podcast today.
So extra 30 minutes if you become a member. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Well,
for now.
We could do that.
We should.
Okay, I was thinking about this earlier, but I didn't bring it up yet. If we did make merch, what do you guys think we should make? Like, what fun ideas should we do?
Can we make rumble packs? I feel like keychains could be pretty good, personally.
Oh, loot boxes.
Like a keychain?
No, everybody loves loot boxes.
Like a keychain with just the Rumble Pack logo on it. Why are you saying no, Johnny? Is that no to me,
Johnny charades with the rest. Charades with the rest.
Wait. First up, Johnny. Was it code pair or code Johnny in GamerSups? Yeah, code Johnny. I'm a genius. Everyone can
code
suck
pair
my big.
Yeah.
Okay, so Johnny, you give the merch idea, and we'll try to guess.
Yeah, what merch should we make?
He's just okay, so balls. You know, audio listeners here.
He says
loot boxes. Box. Johnny's charading what the merch
okay,
is. Loot boxes.
Box.
We're not selling loot boxes to children, Johnny. Let's
mystery
not...
boxes.
Okay.
Chest.
A chest. Like,
okay, so there's a little...
A squishy.
A plushie? A plushie. A plushie.
Kirby plushie.
Okay,
Kirby
so
in a box? A plushie in a box?
Plushie.
Mystery plushies in boxes. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm against the mystery thing, all right? You know?
No. Dude, it's... I love a mystery box. Because that's how I got... This guy has so much more valuable because I didn't know if I was going to get him. But I got him.
I think mystery...
We should do a mystery box, and then we should have just like a big collection of all of them.
I think, yeah, okay, listen.
See,
I think
me and Johnny are on the same wavelength. We got it.
Mystery plushes is too far, because plushes are expensive. But if we do like mystery figurines, I think that's cool. We could add like the Boss Shorts Wars, and Preston would be like a one in a billion. Or we could get like the golden royal pair.
Dano, you're the curse.
You guys need to fix your
fucking
mic, dude.
Johnny's is excusable. Johnny's is excusable right now.
Johnny
just moved.
Dude,
we gotta figure this out.
I think you need
to plug in your computer into a power outlet with more voltage or wattage or what more power to it. All right.
No, he just
is that a sit down? Is that a sit down?
I'm sweating.
Dana, just buy a camera.
I'm not sitting. I'm just sweating. I'm sweating my balls off.
Oh, here we go. Johnny's got the book out. Is this a notepad for like notes to take for next podcast, or is this a notepad for communication?
I'm taking my pants off.
So yeah, Johnny's writing a notepad right now.
Dano, do not take your pants off.
It's only the fifth episode, Dano. Please don't.
I'm so
communication.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Communication.
To focus in.
I've seen like at least two shows about this. Here we go.
I think bold font would be better. Like just because it's easier to read. Color it in a little bit as you go.
Wait, I have a pen. I have a pen, he says. We have to narrate this like a silent film. All right.
He has a pen and it's
Kirby
thick
pen?
Enough, so it should be good to do it. Okay, yeah, bolt.
Kirby text. Pen. He is holding a Kirby pen to the screen right now.
This is cursed, dude.
Okay, Johnny just said, I can't bold with a pen. Is that correct? Can we get a nod?
Yeah, you can. You can scratch it. You
okay.
can bold.
Okay.
Guys, wait.
Dano, stop talking.
I just had the best idea. I need to say this now because I'm going to forget it in the next 5 minutes. We need to do two episodes back to back where half of us are charades. Like, we do half of us are charades the one episode and the next episode
like
the other half.
That down.
Did
How
we?
Is Joe going to play? Joe has to just throw things on screen.
Well, no, he can use his hands. Joe can show his hands. Joe, are you fine showing your hands?
Yeah.
What about your feet?
Oh, true. Can you do charades with your feet, Joe? Are you okay showing your toes on the internet?
I mean, only for members.
Members only. You guys get to see Joe Kane's canines.
We should. that's crazy. We should have a members program. But like, what will we do?
Dude,
folks, if you've gotten this far in the podcast, let us know ideas.
How about we do something that's free to play? Why don't we make a... I really want to make a term for people who make it to the end of the podcast, and only the end of the podcast people know. Like a word or a bit. Like any ideas for the class.
All right, we'll call our ending section Pack It In, all right?
Everybody in the comments has to say a secret word.
It has to be something related to the episode. So how about this?
This. What?
Bold takes too long. He needs
bold
to do more bold text because I couldn't really see the underneath because it was too thick.
Okay. How about this?
I think I just
everyone bold text. Bold
Johnny's
text.
Johnny's mic. That's it.
Everyone in the comments say royal penis. Everyone in the comments say
no,
royal penis.
Oh my. No. Dana, why are you
guys,
like this?
This is like,
I think
this
my
is
ideas
like a,
are the
a constant battle.
Only on bad one.
Why do I feel like my ideas get unheard? I feel unappreciated.
We're hearing it, man. But you're saying
we're definitely saying for everyone
in the chat to write royal penis, dude.
You're like the head like.
I agree.
Let's just do bold
I'm
text.
I'm just unappreciating
in
my
quotations,
time.
Bold text. That
yeah,
sounds like
fine.
A good idea to me.
Okay.
I think, guys, I'm going to be straight up. I'm pretty sure if you tell the comments to repeat one word, then YouTube picks it up as botting and it suffocates the video outreach.
Yes.
Everyone just comments, I want to f*** Bundan. Okay, bye.
Yep, I like that one.
No,
all right.
Dude.
Let's not.
Can we just have something wholesome? Just like potato monster 17?
I got it. Bulbasaur.
Dano, my God.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
Where's my Bible, dude? Where's my Bible? I have a Bible Kirby. Sitting around here somewhere.
Or Kirby. I don't care.
The Kirby's been like at the early bit of the podcast, so you have to. I think Bulbasaur. Dan'll find God.
People have
is
people
a good
have
one.
No idea.
Dan'll find God. Dan'll find God. Yeah. I like that one. All right, guys. If you made it to this timestamp, comment Dan'll find God.
True. This exact timestamp, and let us know the timestamp. Will you pause that?
How many of us go to church every Sunday? I want to see a raise of hands because it's going to be hilarious.
Should.
No, I do, and it's going to be hilarious if I'm the only one that goes to church every single Sunday, and I'm the worst person here.
Wait, are we putting our hands up? Because, bro, I don't go to church. It's boring, man.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't go every Sunday.
Only for Christmas.
So, dude, I don't even go for Christmas.
Johnny, do you go to church at all?
Well,
I can't read.
Let it focus.
Out of focus.
Used to. I used to as well.
I still go to church every single Sunday, and a little bit is because of guilt of my parents forcing me. And that's hilarious.
Into a chair.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm a bit confused
church,
on that front.
Every single Sunday is like the hardest battle for me to just sit still for like 2 hours. But that's hilarious that I'm the only one that goes to church every Sunday and I'm the worst one on the podcast. What does that say about my religion? I'm a bad representative of the Christian faith, dude. That's not good.
We already knew this though.
Yeah, this wasn't news.
Johnny, you guys know that I fake on this podcast, right? I hope the audience knows that I'm not always like this. That I'm not always like an idiot.
And Dano's cutting.
No, Dano is like this all the time, by the way. Like, everything he's doing right now is we'll be having a meeting and Dano will just be getting naked. We're like, Dano, like, we just want to have a conversation.
They're They're lying! No. Don't believe them!
I've seen every part of Dano and wow.
Every single one?
Every angle, every
angle, dude.
Every hole. You know
Johnny
all my holes.
Really tell it all.
Johnny, what's your favorite hole on your body? Try and do that charades.
Explain the Wii controller.
Yeah.
Didn't I say this on another podcast? I feel like I talked about this on another.
I feel like we're reaching the 60-minute mark, and it just could not come any sooner. I'm gonna be so real right now.
Yeah, I think honestly, it should be under 60. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think we can end it right now, Per.
How
have you been enjoying?
I'm enjoying myself.
Okay, guys.
Fun.
Thank you for tuning into episode whatever the fuck.
They are silencing me. This is just like what the media does to politicians. I am getting censored.
Bye, guys.
I am getting
love you.
Bye. Ooh.